This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Well, right now we have an interview with Alora. She is joining us here via the phone. Kai, if you'd like to pick up. But she has released her new single, Castles. So welcome to the show, Alora.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
We'll just start off with, how are you feeling about your new release, Castles, and how is it going?
Oh, absolutely stoked. Didn't actually expect to release this in the first place. Wrote it for our own private use. And it's just been a real blessing because I wrote it actually for my husband on our wedding day.
Oh, wow.
For our first dance. Yeah, we couldn't come to an agreement about what our first dance song should be. When we're looking to get our first dance song, we couldn't come to an agreement. I penned this song for that, and it actually was received really well by the wedding guests and the wedding vendors. It became a situation where we ended up releasing it not too long after because of the questions we were getting and people trying to ask for it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite an ingenious solution to not being able to agree on a wedding song is just write your own. That's very impressive.
Oh, it was, I think, a little bit of procrastination on my part when it came to writing the seating plans. I ended up writing a song instead, you know.
Yeah. How did your musical journey start out, Alora?
Actually, in high school, I used to write music in high school for a part of my art program and fell in love with it since then. And I've been writing songs intermittently since, just for myself, but kind of lost touch with it for a little bit until my seating plans, and then ended up writing it, and we danced to it for our first dance, and the rest is history kind of thing, and it's been released to iTunes and everything, and it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride, to be honest, since then.
So is it something you're fully committed to with your music, or do you have another career path as well you're taking?
I do have a day job. However, I released actually more than one song on the one EP because when it came time to register the song, I actually ended up releasing several of my songs along with it.
Yeah, you did release your EP, Fear, Armour, Paradise, earlier this year. But we want to know, what are your influences behind your music? Is there, like we just played, a bit of Bruce Springsteen? Who influences you?
Growing up, I really fell in love with the sound of Enya, just that sweetness and just that haunting kind of melody, and the fact that she didn't really try to fit into any genre types.
Yeah.
Also loved a lot of Jewel and Big Runga. Just really liked the acoustic and instrumental kind of things that sounded a bit more timeless.
Well,
yeah, Enya's a very unique artist. That's someone to look up to, so
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would for people to listen to my music and have the thought that I wasn't writing to fit a genre type.
Well, we're going to go to your new track here, if you'd like to introduce it, and then we'll get you back to ask you a few more questions after we play your track. So would you like to introduce your latest one for us?
Yes, thank you very much for having me on your show, and this is Castles, First Dance.
That was Castles by Alora, who is joining us, chatting about her new single, Castles. That was it.
Right. Now, and Alora, how long did it take you to write this, and how was the process of that?
It took about a week in total. There was something like the opposite of a writer's block, really. And then we went to studio and we produced it. And probably the reason it was a little bit, I think, quicker was I had written a song earlier when I first started dating my now husband. It was a bit of a different piece. It's called Armour on the EP Fear Armour Paradise. And by the time we came to our wedding, the relationship had evolved and there was more of a friendship and there was a lot more trust than in the beginning, where I was a bit wary, which is why it's titled Armour, exactly as it sounds.
Yeah.
And I just didn't think that that song really suited where we were anymore after building the relationship for years. So it was a reworking of Armour, but to a beat that was a bit more lighthearted and something that people could dance to. We danced the mumba to it, which was actually really, really fun.
Oh, cool.
But it's also, yeah, but we've been really lucky because a lot of the dance schools and Latin dancers have actually picked it up and they're playing it in dance schools and clubs now. So that's been part of the momentum that we've been really blessed to enjoy since the wedding. Yeah.
And you run an online blog as well that focuses on your music, travel and relationships. Why did you decide to join all these interests into one?
I don't know that I decided to join all these interests into one exactly. I think I just had all these natural interests in writing. My main passion is the writing process, so writing the lyrics, writing the score, and writing the blog in general. I just love writing in my spare time, and I didn't really think too hard about how diverse those things were. I just kind of went with what I loved.
I mean, they all sort of flow into each other a little bit. You can sing about travelling. Like, they are sort of connected in a way.
Well, Toto, Africa was a wonderful piece, so maybe one day I can do something as wonderful as that.
And can we expect any new music anytime soon from you?
Yes. Well, actually, I've been really blessed recently to be asked to be an ambassador of this beautiful movement called the Priceless Movement, and they're a volunteer-based, not-for-profit organization in Los Angeles, which is using music and dance as a modality for healing and rehabilitation, and so they are asking for more pieces to be written up. So in that way, I'd say yes. And they're trying to rehabilitate people who've gone through sexual assaults and victims of trauma and domestic violence and human trafficking. So there's some very specific things that they're looking at in the music that they use for their movement. And I'm really honoured to be a part of that. And what they're asking of me is just something that's really exciting, and that's been my main focus, actually, since releasing the EP.
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds like a really great cause.
And what social media platforms can we find you on for all our listeners out there who want to find your music as well?
I think the easiest way might be Facebook or Instagram. So it's at Alora Kelly Official. Everything that's going on and all the updates are going to be posted there, and most especially the movement, which is a really worthwhile cause. So I'd be really grateful if you guys have the time to check it out.
Well, thank you for joining us here today, Alora. We love your new single. If you didn't hear it, it is Castles by Alora. Make sure you go and check that out.
Yeah, and check Alora out on at Alora Kelly Official.
Yeah, exactly. And all the best with your career. I'm sure we'll hear plenty more from you as well.
Thank you very much, guys.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.